get bombed this up.
If they just get back to that days and times, the world would be...
Oh,
it'd be really
good,
wouldn't it?
Sure.
What would lard come in those days?
No, I don't remember, because when I was real little, we were still making lard at home, and we'd have to buy these big 50-pound lard cans, 10 ones, to put our lard in at home. We didn't know what it was to buy a pound of lard. No, we didn't know what it was to buy lard. Yes, and we call them lard stands. They hold 50 pounds. No, I don't remember. I know, I guess Mama did have to buy lard in buckets, but I don't remember.
Now, what about, like, if somebody was driving a buggy, what would they use to make the horses go faster?
Buggy whip.
Oh, I see, yeah. And if you went to the store and you bought something like fruit or something, now, the grocer might take it and put it in a paper, what would they call it, a paper...
Bag.
Paper, did they, in those early days, did they call it paper,
paper
bag?
Paper bag, yeah.
Did they, or paper sack, I was going to ask you, did they?
Yeah. When I can remember, there's always paper bag, but then as I remembered on, as I grew up, then they got a paper sack.
Now sugar would be in barrels.
Yeah, and your sugar would be in barrels.
Sugar would be in barrels, and flour would be in barrels.
Uh-huh.
Meal would be in barrels.
Uh-huh.
Crackers.
No, not the meal. I didn't mean that, because we had our corn ground, and we brought back and put the meal in a wooden barrel in the house by the flour. Yes, sir.
That was good, wasn't it?
I bet.
Ma'am?
That old corn meal was good.
I wish I had a hunk of cornbread right now made out of yellow meat, a yellow corn. That is the best stuff. Yes, the yellow corn. We used to get the white corn for the meal, but the yellow was the best.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It sure was.
Yeah. Well, now, what about those big, rough kind of, rough material type of a sack, like feed or potatoes or things would come in?
Mm-hmm. Well, one was called the white material was called a cotton sack, mm-hmm. and the other was called a, what were they called, Maggie?
Toe sack.
Yeah, toe sack. Toe sack for the potatoes.
That would be made like out of burlap type material.
Yes, ma'am.
And now you were talking about, and you'd have to take your corn to the
mill
to be,
yes, sir,
to be ground.
Mm-hmm.
And now, when you were taking, would you take it like a wagon load at a time?
Well, we'd take about 50 pound of shell corn, maybe 100 pound of shell corn. And that would last maybe a month or maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of big bulldogs to feed.
Oh, we had bulldogs to feed, too.
We called it the grist mill.
Where we taking the corn, we called it the grist mill.
Uh-huh. Well, now, with the amount of corn that you could carry to the mill at one time, did you ever hear that called a turn?
Yes, sir.
They would use that, they say, mm-hmm. a turn of?
Turn of corn for
uh-huh.
the meal.
What's
turn
that?
Of corn for the meal.
For the meal.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So you've taken that amount of
mm-hmm.
corn.
Went with my daddy.
Yeah.
When you go to cook with it, you have to sift it and get all that
hulls
out
of.
And then give that to the chickens.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then you give that to
the husk. Give the husky part to the chicken, and
uh-huh.
then the meal for the family.
And now, what would nails come in?
Keg, wooden keg.
And,
well, they call it keg, but Daddy always said keg, and I do too.
Uh-huh.
It's K-E-G instead of K-A-G.
But kegs, I mean, a lot of people say keg.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that a lot.
Yes, sir.
All my people say that. What would you put in the top of a bottle to?
Cork.
Mm-hmm. And what about, what are those little musical instruments that children play?
Harmonica?
Yeah. Now, did in the old days, did they call them?
Mommy.